This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Turning on your faucet may be easy, but the process of getting that water to you is anything but. Water has a long journey to get to your tap, often starting in the mountains, traveling through aqueducts, and stopping over in reservoirs along the way. These reservoirs that hold our life-giving drinking water can sometimes take on a life of their own, supporting whole ecosystems of animals and plants. KALW's Todd Whitney visited one such reservoir in the East Bay Hills and brings back this story.
So I just pulled off of San Pablo Reservoir Road in the hills of El Sobrante. It's easy to miss that there's an actual reservoir down here, one that gives the road its name. But once I actually do see it, it's all sorts of pretty. San Pablo Reservoir is idyllic. It almost looks like that generic postcard. You know, the one with the mountain reflected in the lake. The water's calm, the hills around it are rolling, and the sky is a pristine shade of blue.
Oh, it's utterly stunning here at San Pablo. It's actually one of the gems in our system, we like to say, here in the East Bay.
That's Abby Figueroa, spokeswoman for East Bay Municipal Utility District. But we're just going to stick to EB Mud. The system she's talking about is a complex network of pipes and tubes that brings water to about 1.3 million folks out in the East Bay. And along the way, the water stops in one of three main reservoirs.
So a reservoir is a place where you hold water. It can either be a place where we have dammed off one side of it, say in a canyon, and that's where you naturally hold water. Or it could be a tank, a steel tank up in the hillsides.
The San Pablo Reservoir is actually all natural. That means that there was already water here when EB Mud first took it over.
So here at San Pablo, the water comes from two places. One, it's either local rainfall.
So it's sort of like a tributary type thing?
Yes, yeah. So all throughout these hillsides around us, there are small creeks. So when it rains and after the ground has saturated, the water will run down the hillsides into the reservoir. Or it's water that came through our aqueduct from the Sierras. Those aqueducts run 90 miles from the Sierras here to the East Bay.
And those aqueducts are not like the Roman aqueducts, right?
No, these are very large pipelines, 6-7 feet in diameter.
San Pablo's small peanuts compared to the upcountry reservoirs EB Mud manages.
San Pablo is where we store about 5% of our water that we supply to the East Bay. So this reservoir, at maximum capacity, holds about 40,000 acre feet.
Hold up. What's an acre foot?
1 acre foot is an acre of land filled with water 1 foot high.
All right, cool. But how much water is that?
3 households will use about 1 acre foot of water in a year. So if this reservoir was at maximum capacity, you would probably be able to serve water to about 120,000 households in a year with what it holds.
But it's nowhere near 120,000 households right now.
Like I said, we are currently, as of this morning, 55% full. We're half full or we're half empty. It depends how optimistic you want to be.
Cool, I'm glad you made the joke, so I didn't have to. San Pablo is low because of the drought. We just haven't gotten the rain to fill it all up, which matters to more than people. There's a lot of animals out here that call this place home. Frogs, rodents, fish, and it looks like geese or ducks. Whatever it is out here, they leave a lot of their droppings. But Figueroa says that the water is safe. At least it will be by the time it reaches your tap.
Once we decide that we need the water would be treated and then put into the system where it goes to your tap.
San Pablo Reservoir is open to the public. Even though it looks like a beach, there's absolutely no swimming allowed. But there's other stuff to do.
The public can come and take advantage of the picnicking, the trails, the fishing available.
There's also hiking and boating. But Lord knows what you would do if you actually fell into the water. Figueroa says if you're caught swimming, you'd be strongly admonished to not do that again.
Tiny little dock, and then the recreation area, the snack bar.
Yeah, like I said, you can just come out here and kick it at the reservoir. This is going to become the party spot.
Actually, we really do like it when folks come out here, because the more that you appreciate this area, then the more likely you are going to appreciate where your water comes from.
For Cross Currents, I'm Todd Whitney.